The old daycare lands. I understand there's a bit of a submission to council in Canmore this week.
Received a petition signed by approximately 1,400 Canmore residents asking council not to consider redesignation of the MR lands in that neighborhood. The intent, of course, is to redesignate a small portion of the daycare lands, which is also now being called Larch Park, for perpetually affordable housing. There's a crisis in Canmore for housing. Town council has been doing what we can in a lot of areas. We've got some construction going on in Three Sisters. I understand it's very emotional, but it's a conflict between allowing people to have a home to stay here or protect that small piece of green space.
There's legally binding positions and there's ones that are not legally binding. Where does this one fall?
There's no legally binding need to consider the petition. Politically, of course, it's something that council has to pay attention to.
There's two options being considered for the redevelopment of that site. There's been some criticism that council refuses to call it Larch Park and only calls it the old daycare lands. No, that's me. That's what it is to me, well, having grown up in that neighborhood, gone to that daycare, played in that green space. The first time I ever heard it called Larch Park was from a group of angry citizens who oppose this initiative.
I think the naming of it really depends on where you stand on the situation.
Oil sands, tar sands. Yeah. It's only 44% of the site that's being considered.
So there'd actually be still some green space.
There would definitely be lots of green space, improved park, and I think part of the plans is to replace the ice rink.
There's a possibility the rink would stay exactly where it is. It's not really known until there's a lot plan drawn, and the two options that are currently in the draft stage would see somewhere between an acre and a half to just a little over 2 acres of coverage on that 5-acre parcel. So there's still quite a bit of open space left, and the hockey rink will continue. In total, there's about 20 acres of MR in the large neighborhood. So
there's no other parks or green spaces in that neighborhood that residents can go to, John. There's no trails along the river or Larch Island or Lions Park. That's not immediately neighborhood.
There's the small park at the end of Larch Avenue, which is popular with young families, kids. Of course, Lions Park is the designated park in that neighborhood.
Let's just back up for a second, because the fact that the hockey rink would be staying or being redeveloped somehow. I seem to read some comments online that the hockey rink would go away. Is there maybe some misinformation being floated around out there?
I think there's a significant amount of bending of the truth to fit a certain agenda. One thing I wanted to recognize is that from the very beginning of this process, I think everyone on town council and administration has realized that it wasn't going to be an easy discussion, but we're at a point, I think, as a community where we have to look at every single piece of land we have and see how we can use it in order to maintain our community and our social fabric. And that, at times, trumps individual neighborhood concerns.
Okay, well, that brings up another point as part of that verbose online thread I was reading. You know, there's a few sites that would be potentially suitable for affordable housing. Why are we focusing on this one and not on some of the other ones?
Because those ones are next.
There's a piece of land up in the Palliser, and then there's a piece of land adjacent to Millennium Park. Those are the only pieces of property right now the town of Canmore owns that's suitable for future affordable housing. We had Site 39 up in Three Sisters, which was dedicated to affordable housing, and now we're building there. It's in the ground, 48 units of perpetually affordable rental housing in Three Sisters.
Servicing, the fact that those sites are currently unserviced and there'd have to be some costs involved in that, is that correct?
It's one advantage to the Larch area. It's fully serviced, and it's a good location, and it's part of a, albeit established neighborhood, but it's a nice neighborhood for families to grow up in. Tanya, you spoke about growing up in that neighborhood. When I moved to Canmore, that was all open fields, and I used to run my dog in there, but it's great to have developed that part of town for families to live in.
I remember playing on the bear traps that they put there for the grizzlies that would wander in.
So it seems like, you know, there's mixed information out there about the old daycare lands or Larch Park or whatever you want to call it. Where can people find the most accurate information about potential plans and that sort of thing?
The town of Canmore website.
Canmore.ca. Yeah. We're always in multiple stages of planning for affordable housing. If we are constantly working through these, we will be able to, into the future, always be steadily putting more inventory in. It's when we stopped and we hit a crisis in the economy that it really came home to, I think, a lot of businesses who have struggled and a lot of residents who had to leave town because they couldn't find things.
Every week there's people that give up and leave Canmore and often move to Cochrane or someplace like Cochrane where they can have suitable housing at an affordable cost. I met yesterday, as it happens, with a group of hotel property owners and managers. And of course, it's the most critical issue they have right now. There's hotels that are actually putting notes under the guest's door saying, sorry, we won't be able to clean your room today. We'll give you a $30 discount in lieu.
At this time of year?
Wait till the summer.
Yeah.
So it's way past a desperation stage in the hotel industry. It's critical. And I asked them if their industry was aware of our plans in the daycare lands. And frankly, most of them weren't even aware of it. And when I spoke about our thoughts and our plan there, they were very excited to see that sort of project coming along.
So it's obviously a critical community issue, but not without some opposition and people on both sides of this. When's that public hearing again?
June 17th, 6 p.m.